Morning, Mr. Fukumoto. Case number 75C, Rodney Fukumoto, in the matter of parole revocation. He is represented by PD David Pullman.
Yes.
So we're here to review one allegation of parole violation against you. Are you familiar with the allegation, or would you like me to read it to you?
Can you please read it out for me, please?
Sure.
Thank you for further.
Sure. In violation of rule number 1D, parolee Fukumoto did have in his possession and control methamphetamine on January
12th, 2026. Not guilty. I didn't sign any paperwork. I didn't get no violation for a dirty UA. I got a violation for a petty misdemeanor. That's the only record that I have. I've been here for like 90 days, so they came up with a petty misdemeanor charge, MPD, and that's the only information that I have, ma'am.
This is Laura from the parole office. Can I say something?
Yes, please.
Rodney?
Yes.
It's Laura.
Yes.
Okay, so you're getting confused because the petty misdemeanor that you're talking about, that's completely separate. I see what you're talking about. You were given one day of jail for that, but the one that we're here for is when you admitted to using meth with me that one time.
Okay. So that's
what I'm saying
for August. Kind of
back in January.
Back in January. Okay.
You admitted to me that you use meth. You signed the admission form. So it's two separate things, okay?
Okay. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna plead out so we can just carry on this case so it's not stagnant, yeah. So I was really
I
parole,
understand.
So I said the parole board decide what they wanna do in this case.
Yes. So Mr. Fukumoto, did you understand what your parole officer was explaining about? This is about when you admitted that you had used meth back in January.
Okay, I think I have one admittance in January, but
yes.
I was still coming in only to February. I still was giving you A's up to,
yeah.
I've been on parole for like 6 years, yeah?
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, that's the only UA I can think of that I did admit.
Right,
guilty.
And that's the one.
Right.
It's just one allegation. That's the one. And so what I heard her say was that you had signed an admission form. Yeah.
Okay.
In January. So a minute ago you said that you wanted to plead not guilty. Is that still what you want to do?
Well, after hearing what she's after hearing Miss Ibarra,
yes.
I just want to proceed forward to that. I just want to plead guilty to the charges.
All right, thank you. All right.
No problem.
Since you have pled guilty to the one violation, we will find you guilty of that. Now, we're going to go off record and read a report about your time on parole. Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
You should have the opportunity to read that also. I don't know if we have, there's one there. So we're going to go off record.
Has he seen it though?
Have you seen the report?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure how we can go forward. If you have not seen the report, have not had it read to you, have not talked to your counsel about it, even with the part two, with the violations. I mean, when you come to the hearing, I would expect that you'd be ready to enter a plea. You don't even have any of the documents there. So I'm not sure what's going on and how you want to proceed. But that's not how I would want the board to proceed. You not having the report, which is the next phase of this process.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there was... Well, usually either myself would have brought it, or when Laura was here, she used to bring him. I think there, I think there's been shakeup on both ends in terms of personnel. Like, I didn't know that I was even going to be here today, so I didn't print out any reports. But I'm also surprised the inmate doesn't directly get provided a copy with their violation report. Because there's been times where I brought them and times where I haven't. In the past, Laura has always had them. So I don't know if you want to continue this for that opportunity.
Yeah.
Have this with all the cases. Are we going to have this with all the cases?
I don't know. We've got to go one by one.
All right. So, Mr. Fukumoto, what we're talking about is that you never got this report to read. And so we're thinking that it's not right for us to go ahead and to make a decision without you having a chance to know what the report says and to be able to respond to it. So one of the things that we can do is to reschedule this hearing so that you have an opportunity to read this. Yeah. And then you can discuss it with counsel. And then at the next hearing, you would know what you want to say about the report. How does that sound to you?
I'm not having more clarity than what's going on, because I had nothing.
I understand that.
I didn't sign anything, so I was like in limbo this whole time.
Right. So we want to be sure that you have been informed of everything. Yeah. So. Yeah. 2 months?
We're going to do it next month.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to come back in 1 month, yeah?
Okay.
And before that, you'll get an opportunity to see the report and talk.
And will...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but
that's
will he be directly provided a copy of the report?
So that normally comes from the attorney because of the meeting that has to take place before the hearing. So I don't know that they get the report directly from the parole office. It goes through the attorney, defense counsel.
All right.
All right, so.
That we're probably going to find the same circumstances with each of the remaining scheduled inmates, although I believe that maybe Mr. Rebus we could go ahead with, because his report is here. Is that the whole report that you
have? All right,
have?
Well, let's finish up with this one first, please. All right, so Mr. Fukumoto, we are going to continue this case, and we will see you in 1 month. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ciao.